Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. The Central Bucks School District fired the superintendent and four employees. This was in response to the release of a report a few months ago alleging abuse of special needs students at an elementary school. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Doylestown.
The Central Bucks School Board voted to terminate Superintendent Stephen Yanni, teacher Gabrielle McDaniel, and three others. School Board member James Pepper says his 9-year-old son was one of the victims, and he spoke with NBC 10 about the road ahead.
The end of the beginning for us. I mean, we will be dealing with this for the rest of our lives.
The nonprofit group Disability Rights Pennsylvania released a report in April that alleged that a teacher and an aide abused 4 K to second grade students in an autism support classroom from September to December last year. DRP says there were credible claims that the students were restrained. Trained, denied water, and in one case, a student was allowed to be naked in a classroom for long periods of time. DRP was also critical of Yanni and other district officials for their response. Yanni was placed on leave after the report came out. McDaniel, in a statement, denied the allegations and said the truth would prevail. Her lawyer says they're going to file a wrongful termination grievance against the district.
Warwick police and the Bucks County DA's office have been on the same page in deciding not to pursue charges. Their belief is that it's a non-criminal matter that has to do more with district policies. Someone shot a security guard at an apartment complex in West Philadelphia. It happened around midnight outside the Walnut Park Plaza Apartments at 62nd and Walnut. Investigators say the 46-year-old guard got into an argument with an apartment resident earlier in the day, and the resident came back and shot the guard. He's in critical condition. Chief Inspector Scott Small says officers quickly apprehended the suspect.
Some officers rushed the victim to the hospital and then noticed the 52-year-old was actually hiding in the bushes. When they approached him, he did get up and ran a few feet into another set of bushes. And that's where, when police confronted him, he dropped the weapon, put his hands up, and was taken into custody.
The guard was on duty and in uniform, but was not armed. Investigators say the entire shooting was caught on surveillance video. The uncle of Abigail Gillen, the 12-year-old girl who was killed while riding an electric scooter with a friend in Aston, Delaware County, is pushing for a law requiring kids to wear helmets on scooters. State Senator Tim Carney says he would like to discuss possible legislation with Gillen's family. Doctors say they're seeing a rise in injuries connected to electric scooters and bikes. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
We've seen an uptick in electrical, bicycle, and scooter injuries over the past year.
Dr. Charles Paytas is director for general surgery at Nemours Children's Hospital in Delaware.
The most common ones are facial abrasions, long bone fractures, and burns associated with the actual events of the fall. Head injury being the highest because folks are not using helmets.
When it comes to e-bikes, the American College of Surgeons recently issued a position statement addressing critical safety concerns and the need for standardized regulations.
Among the recommendations, categorizing e-bikes based on speed and power, implementing age restrictions for riders, and mandating safety equipment such as helmets. Today is Juneteenth, marking the day the last enslaved people learned they were free. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, thousands of students in the city have spent weeks learning about Black history and demonstrated what they learned at the Penn Museum. KYW's Sheridae Howard was there and spoke with a few of those students.
If you think about it, as a kid, not a lot of people get this opportunity.
That's fifth grader Tyler Logan, who helped kick off the Juneteenth celebration by reciting a draft of the General Order No. 3, issued on June 19, 1865, announcing the emancipation of enslaved people in Texas.
People of Texas are informed all students are free.
Reverend Dr. Malcolm Byrd organized the day's events.
Students from across three school districts representing 25 schools who have declared Juneteenth worthy of celebration.
Over a span of several weeks, the students participated in the arts, workshops, and history classes, culminating in the Forum Philly Honor Ceremony, where they display their art and what they've learned. So, what have they learned?
Like the holiday instead of tradition and stuff like that.
It feels nice that you have a holiday for your culture.
It's so everybody could be united
and show our pride, our strength, and give them everything we got.
Among this week's celebrations, the Juneteenth parade will be held on Sunday at the Mann Center in West Philly. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.